talk about how you feel being only fullback and how surprised were you to get picked up quickly by the Dolphins?
I mean, it was kind of a whirlwind the last 48 hours and, you know, some downs and some quick ups and some transition real fast and getting involved. I'm just excited for the opportunity. And I just feel really blessed to be here in this organization and, you know, get an opportunity to play.
Do you have any idea that you'd be picked up when you're looking at teams potentially that could pick you up?
I was hoping. You know, I was happy with my preseason. You know, you never know with this business what's going to happen. You know, you just got to hope for the best. But you know, I was really lucky that it happened quick and, you know, I didn't miss any weeks.
How quickly are you able to pick everything up here?
Hopefully pretty quick. You know, it's different terminology, but a lot of the same schemes that I came from in Houston. So hopefully can transition pretty quickly to this offense.
The forgotten fullback position all of a sudden, just being, you know, how important it is, a lead blocker.
Yeah.
Helping a running game.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is important. And, you know, I just hope to contribute. And that's what they brought me here to do. And that's all, you know, I really want to do is just help this run game and help the pass game in protection. You know, fullbacks don't really get any touches, but, you know, when they do, take advantage of those.
Daniel Lamar, have you had a chance to watch their styles as running backs?
Just a little bit. You know, we watched a little bit of them in Houston. But, you know, I'm just looking – I'm really excited to get to know these guys and their styles and really be on the same page with them because it's important that the fullback and running back are on the same page.
You have played, Tyler, in the CFL, the UFL, the Arena Football League.
Yeah, yeah.
Excluding this league.
Yeah. Been through them all, but I think that, you know, it's made me the player I am. It's made me hungry to keep working for this. And, you know, now that I'm here, I'm even more hungry for the next goal.
Your appreciation for
absolutely
every form of football there's been.
It really is. You know, it was an uphill battle. And, you know, luckily I had a great support you know, system around me with my wife and my family. And I'm just glad that I could be here and I'm working to stay.
Is there ever a time when you get knocked down over and over and you're looking, you're in a smaller league, 200 people watching, what has happened there? Was it?
Yeah, you know, it was tough. You know, realizing that you felt like you had the ability to play at the top level, but, you know, I just knew I had to take those steps. I transitioned from a defensive position in college. Moved to fullback 3 years ago, so I was still learning the position. Now I feel like I have a good grasp on it, and you know, personally, I feel like this is my natural position.
What was the most unique experience?
You know, I mean, it's just crazy being around some of the guys that I've been around in Chicago, being around, you know, Lance Briggs and Brian Urlacher, and, you know, in Houston, being around all those guys. It's just I've been really blessed just to be around great guys and learn from great guys.